What a whirlwind few days it's been for rookie kicker Jake Elliott, who was named the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week after his franchise record and game-winning 61-yard field goal to beat the New York Giants. But let's face it, the real question that everyone has is, did Carson Wentz pay up? Wentz said on the sidelines as he was mic'd up for Sunday's game that he would give his game check to Elliott if he made that kick. Well, what happened?
I'll give him my game check. He makes it.
I don't even know if I'd call it a bet. You know, it was just something I was randomly saying on the sidelines. Obviously, it was pretty funny. But when he made that, you saw everyone's reaction. I mean, I think the videos are still going out there. It kind of gives you chills. It really brings you back to why you love this game. You know, why this game's so fun. I mean, a kicker, you know, a lot of guys don't really interact with the kicker a ton. They're not even in meetings. They're doing their own thing a lot. And for a moment like that, for him, and then honestly, I got the chance to see the video of Jake's parents and just why you love this game, what it creates and what it brings about. Moments like that are ones you'll never forget.
Oh, he sent me a text the next day just with the video of it. No, I mean, I'm obviously not going to accept that. We're gonna do a little research and you know, find a charity that we can make a little bit of a contribution to.
The thrill of Sunday's win was slightly muted by the season-ending injuries to running back Darren Sproles. The void is a difficult one to fill from both a playmaking standpoint and a leadership one as well.
It sucks, and you know, from the first day I met him walking in here, he was just a guy that was always about his business, and I wanted to follow in every footstep that he had. Whatever he wanted to do, I tried to outdo him. That's just the nature of the game. He always raised the level, the bar, pretty high, and it was always hard to follow. And, you know, it sucks. We're going to miss him, and I'm pretty sure he's going to make you know, his recovery very strong and, you know, fast as possible.
It's all a game plan thing. You know, you can game plan to run the ball heavy. You can game plan to pass the ball heavy, just depending on what the coach sees and wants and, you know, what their defense is bringing to the table and what gives us the best chance to win.
Some good news on the injury front, however. Linebacker Jordan Hicks, who exited Sunday's game with an ankle injury, was not expected to practice on Wednesday. Well, not only did he practice, he was a full participant and declared himself good to go to face the Chargers.
Yep, practiced fully today. Pretty happy about where I'm at right now, especially with, you know, it only being Wednesday.
A familiar face returned to the Eagles on Tuesday when Kenyon Barner was re-signed to a one-year deal to handle the punt return duties in Sproles' absence. Barner coincidentally spent training camp and the preseason with the Chargers.
That's a little bit of a coincidence, man, but I'm excited to be here. I'm blessed to be here. I'm thankful for the opportunity that I have. And like I said, if they call my number, I will be ready.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 this evening featuring a one-on-one interview with number 11, Carson Wentz. The Eagles are back on the practice field Thursday, so until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.